Welcome to episode 60 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Now today we're continuing our salute to stupid criminals when we see what happens when an armed robbery goes wrong. Armed robbery is risky. Not only does it put you into a new class of criminal activity, it also takes a certain amount of intelligence to pull one off. Unfortunately, the subject of today's episode was a little lacking in the intelligence department. Now, the description I'm about to read of the robbery comes from dumbcriminals.com. KFDM-TV tells us of some really dumb criminals. The Reader's Digest version of the story goes like this. Men walk into convenience store and pull out a gun. Gun falls apart and men flee enraged broom-wielding store owner. Woman tries to retrieve pieces of the gun, but also flees enraged broom-wielding store owner. Trio flees store in a van and get as far as the nearest ditch. Trio flees van on foot. One is later apprehended when reporting his van was stolen. Haven't got enough stupid yet? Well, you're in luck. This week we've talked about stupid criminals. Next week we'll be looking at stupid or obscure laws out there that might catch them. Laws like one in Kentucky that levies a $500 fine on prank callers who call in a pizza order when for someone else without them knowing. Or the one in Virginia that makes it illegal to tickle women. Check out these laws and more during Stupid Law Week starting Sunday here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 60 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow when an Oregon woman wins and loses the lottery.